Good afternoon. My name is Richard Spearman, and I'm a sixth grade student at Academy Prep. I know that hard work, dedication, and determination are keys to success. When I grow up, I'll be a doctor and make a difference in the world. I know it won't be easy, but I'm willing to put in the work, and I will accomplish my goals. Our next honoree knows about working hard and accomplishing goals, Ms. Mindy Grossman. Ms. Grossman serves as the Chief Executive Officer of HSN Incorporated. She is also on the company's board of directors. She oversees a $3.3 billion portfolio that includes HSN and the Cornerstone Home and Family Lifestyle brands. In 2008, Ms. Grossman took the company public. Since then, she has transformed HSN into a network offering a exciting array of products, personalities, experiences designed to engage, inform, and entertain. Ms. Grossman serves on the boards of the National Retail Federation, Bloomin' Brands, and the U.S. Fund for UNICEF. Forbes magazine named Ms. Grossman one of the world's 100 most powerful women in 2009, 2011, and 2012. In 2011, she was named Corporate Innovator of the Year at the Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year Florida Awards, and was recognized as one of the Fast Company's top 100 most creative people in business. Please join me in welcoming Ms. Mindy Grossman to the stage.
Fantastic are these kids. I just have one thing to say. You know, I think medicine is a great career, but if anybody changed their mind, retail's okay too. So I'm really honored to be here today, especially in the company of these other fabulous females. And as you've heard, they certainly have inspired leadership, vision, philanthropy, and have had a huge impact on the community and the world at large. I also had the opportunity to tour Academy Prep, and to say I was impressed was an understatement. The quality of the staff, the program, and the confidence and the character of the students is certainly a testament not only to Academy Prep, but to their unwavering discipline to support a vision of education, which I think is just so important. The impact that we see of unleashing talent, humanity, and intelligence in the form of inspired young people is immeasurable. So I applaud everyone that's here today, current and future. So my career has been anything but linear or conventional. I've gone from menswear to womenswear, the world of sport, now to media and entertainment. So I want to share a quick story about how one pivotal moment and one piece of advice changed the course of my life. And it was the first indication that I would ultimately be known as somewhat of an unconventional risk taker, and how my leadership philosophy has been shaped by three words of my mantra and the advice, the most important piece of advice that I learned through that journey. So in 1977, I was a 20-year-old college senior in Washington, D.C., majoring in English literature and philosophy, planning to go to law school, and engaged to be married to my high school boyfriend who was going to become a doctor. Every Jewish mother's dream. But something happened. One morning I woke up and said, this isn't what I want to do. It's not how I want to live my life. I'd always been dutiful, the adopted daughter, the first generation of my family to go to college. But three words. Inside me, I had a different passion, a feeling of purpose, and I wanted to have an impact on the world. So I called my parents and told them I needed to see what life has to offer, and you can imagine the silence at the other end of the phone. So in one full swoop, I broke off my engagement, packed up my bags, moved to New York City with the intent of figuring out what it was that was going to fuel my passion and allow me to be independent and have my life. And the profound impact of that leap and understanding that believing in myself enough to take a risk was the best education I ever had. To think that I'm now a CEO of a public company, a wife and a mother, and have the platform and ability to create impact through philanthropic efforts is something I never could have imagined. But if I hadn't been bold, if I hadn't taken the step and believed in myself, it never would have happened. So the one piece of advice I have for all of you is that I took away from that experience and held dear from the moment I read it was a quote by Golda Meir, and it's always had tremendous meaning for me. In answering a question on how she showed such resolve, she said, "I can honestly say that I was never affected by the question of the success of an undertaking. If I felt that it was the right thing to do, I was for it regardless of the possible outcome." And that framed my core philosophy and mantra of passion, purpose, and impact. If you believe passionately, act with integrity, take personal ownership of your decisions, and have the ability to look yourself in the eyes and admit when you are wrong, the rewards are much greater than if you never took that risk, if you never strove for transformation, or ultimately had an impact, a lasting impact on your life as well as others. So if I would synthesize all of this, the greatest lesson that I've learned over the course of the last 37 years is to embrace the transformational power of believing in yourself. So every one of you have passion. You all have a purpose, and all of you have the ability to make an impact, no matter at what stage of your life you're in, on yourself, on your business, or even on the world. So I think the key here is believe in yourself and your dreams. And just my final thank you goes to my HSNI team and my friends and family who are here to support me today. Another fearless female, my mother-in-law, Bernice Grossman, who I think is going to be the next mayor of St. Pete. And especially to my husband, Neil, and my daughter, Lizzie, who have had to put up with my what will she do next reputation and my passion for my work. And I know I've had their unwavering support, and that's made all the difference. Thank you.
Thank you, Mindy, and let's have a big round of applause for all five of our fabulous females. A few minutes ago, Linda Marcelli came up to ask for your support. I'd ask you to do one more thing. If you have never previously taken us up on our invitation to come down and tour Academy Prep St. Petersburg, I hope you'll do it. The best time to do it is first thing in the morning at 7:30. That's how I was introduced to Academy Prep a few years ago. I attended the convocation, and by 9 o'clock that morning, I had had my best day of the year. And the same thing can happen to you. We hope you will come down and tour the school most any day, meet our kids, attend a few minutes of a class, meet our faculty, meet the administration, and see what your dollars are doing. And I thank you for that. Now, before we close, a couple of more items, but a very important thing for me to do is to thank our two fabulous event chairs, Liz Sembler and Michelle Cohen. And will you come up?